All the things you can think, all the things you can think when you're reading news. All the things you can do when you're not sad and blue. You can reach through the sky. Think of runaway dreams, science questions and schemes. You can almost fly. All the things you can think when you're reading news. News, 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 news. We got off to a bit of a late start on this podcast, but we finally finished it. We would like to welcome you to MuseCast number 4. We had audio conferences with both Kiki the Great and Pentatonic about the Musery Loves Company store. Here's what they said.
Musery Loves Company, I have a hot pink bunny sweatshirt, which absolutely rules, and once I wore it into Evanston, and I got some funny looks, but I don't care because it's too awesome. And the thing is, on Hot Pink Bunny Day, I forgot to wear it, and I, like, killed myself. But I really want a Music Academy polo, because if people ask me, what are you wearing? I'm like, well, I go to this school on the weekends, and it's magical. Or I could make them be like, whoa! I'm like, ha ha. You can't go to it because you don't read news, because none of my friends read news. And the shirt will make me look awesome. And I also would want a bow-nosed canvas bag to carry my library books in and stuff like that. I could carry my library books in and be environmentally conscious. On the back of the shirt, well, what I did was at home, I had this very nice signature with, like, a marker and, like, pretty swirls, and I forgot to fax it, so I was over at my grandmother's house in Michigan, and it was the day before it was due, and I was like, oh my god, I forget to put my signature in, and thank god my grandma has a fax machine, so I just, like, scribbled a quick one with, like, a couple pens I found, and I faxed, and I, like, scanned it and sent it and stuff, but it wasn't as good as I thought it would be, so I was kind of sad that it wasn't my favorite swirly one, but at least I got it in.
Yeah. Mine, it took me a really long time to make it. Like, well, I drew the purple panda thing really quickly. It took me like 5 seconds. But then I was going to draw a purple panda, and I kept practicing drawing them, but then I kind of gave up and just sent it in without the panda.
Oh, my mom was going to get me a mouse pad, but since I don't even have a mouse that needs a mouse pad anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have a Wacom, which comes with this really sweet wireless mouse. So I have no need for a mouse pad. So I'm probably gonna get a t-shirt. Chatting with Penty at the same time.
Yeah, I really we got a hot pink bunny sweatshirt with the signatures on the back, and a Musery Loves Company t-shirt. But I want a mostly harmless shirt, like one of the black ones. I think that would be cool.
I need to buy one of those. We'll figure out which one is the most
awesome. And Kiki's been talking about the fact that she's going to get a mouse pad with the signatures on it.
Yeah,
same here.
Oh, and how did you make your signature? Like, how did you make it? Of course, yes. But it still looks good.
Since William Shakespeare's birthday is in April, we thought we would talk a little bit about Shakespeare. Taiwan Hippo Fan wrote a research paper about Shakespeare, and she is going to share some of the debates about Shakespeare's topics.
One of the main people who may have written the plays instead of Shakespeare is a man called Edward de Vere or Edward de Vere. He is an aristocrat, There are a lot of small and large pieces of information which might give him credit for the plays, but there are also many strong and weak things against him. Edward de Vere, or sometimes called Oxford, a lot of people call him Oxford for his, as in the Shakespeare kind of terms, because he's the 17th Earl of Oxford. He had a very strong connection with Queen Elizabeth. We are not quite sure why or how, but a lot of people think that he may have been her son, because she, when his father died, she gave one of her closest advisors to be his foster father, and that's odd because he was just, you know, just an aristocrat, not really royal, and he really wouldn't have cared if, or she wouldn't have cared if they didn't have a connection. And she also gave him quite a bit of money every year, something, I kind of forget what, but it was like the equivalent of like $700,000, in a certain amount of time. That was very uncommon, especially since she didn't really give them anything. And, well, there are lots of things that are intriguing, and a lot of people think that she was paying him to write the plays but not take credit for them, because, well, playwriting wasn't really something usual for royal things, and it might have brought down the rank, almost, of England.
This podcast was brought to you by the Hot Pink Bunnies.
Thank you for listening to MuseCast.